Exactly how the brain operates remains one of the biggest unsolved mysteries, and it seems that the more we probe its secrets, the more surprises we find. Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm your host, Samantha Lee Wright. Today, you are definitely going to want to get out a notepad and take some furious notes for today's episode. Our guest, Jody Sternoff-Cohen, is a renowned essential oil educator. And in today's episode, she lays out five amazingly simple but powerful action steps that you can take using essential oils to regain your health starting today. So I'm excited for you guys to hear today's interview, but first, allow me to share my favorite oil this week. It's an easy win this week for lemon oil. Once again, such an amazing oil to have around. I was going through some of my old office supplies from the move we did recently from the old house, and I pulled out a big whiteboard that I had written some notes on, like probably at least a year ago. And I desperately wanted to use this whiteboard, but I could not get the dry erase off of the board. I tried alcohol, I tried water, I used Thieves Household Cleaner, which did help and did work a lot, but as soon as I added a little bit of lemon oil to the mix and just put the lemon oil right on the board, started scrubbing it around with a paper towel, boom, came off like a charm. So lemon oil, always such a great oil to have around for household cleaning, getting any sort of goop or stickiness off of surfaces. It just has so many purposes. Glass cleaning, like your glass in your windows will never be so sparkly if you start adding lemon oil to the mix. So an easy to use, affordable oil that I just love. And now let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Today's recipe comes from Rachel Yeatman from Ellettsville, Indiana. Rachel's recipe is called Head Help. To make the head help recipe, in a 10 milliliter roller, add 10 drops of M-Grain. This is a Young Living blend of basil, lavender, and peppermint essential oils. 10 drops Valor, which is a blend of spruce, rosewood, blue tansy, and frankincense. And then 5 drops peppermint. Just top off with a carrier oil and you are good to go. Thank you so much, Rachel, for your recipe. I'm sure this is going to help a ton of people out.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that's something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Today we have Jody Sternoff-Cohen joining us. And for those that don't know Jody, she is a best-selling author, an award-winning journalist, functional practitioner, and founder of Vibrant Blue Oils, where she has combined her training in nutritional therapy and aromatherapy to create unique proprietary blends of organic and wildcrafted essential oils. She's helped over 50,000 clients heal from brain-related challenges, including anxiety, insomnia, and autoimmunity. For the past 10 years, she has lectured at wellness centers, been seen in the New York Times, Wellness Mama, Elephant Journal, and has become a top resource for essential oils education on the internet today. Jody, it is just fantastic to have you here with us today. How are you doing?
I'm great. And it's nice to connect with other essential oil people.
Always. Yes. So Jody, how did you come into the world of essential oils and specifically brain-related issues?
Well, I had kind of started my life as a journalist. And then I started working in business, had my first kid who was super easy, had a second one 22 months later, less easy. And it turned out it was nutrition that was really throwing off his little system. And so I had spent so much time banging my head against the wall until I figured that out. The one I realized how important food was in terms of your mood, your energy, your ability to focus. I went back and got a degree in nutrition and was helping other people, a lot of moms, but you know, kids are squirmy and it's hard to keep them still to test them. So I learned this technique called muscle testing that allowed, they could wiggle all over and it was still really an easy way to identify remedies, which was helpful when my bottom fell out. My then husband was bipolar and attempted suicide and had to be moved to a residential treatment facility. And the kids were 5 and 7. And once we got him all set up, I collapsed. My adrenals had been running a 10-year marathon and it had taken a toll on me. But that wasn't very sustainable because I was suddenly a single parent. I had a job. And, you know, no matter how exhausted I were, they still needed to be fed. The laundry needed to be done. The house needed to be cleaned.
Exactly.
So it was then that a friend actually gifted me a box of essential oils. because I had been trying everything I could think of, and all the things that had worked in the past really failed me. And I was so desperate and really so fatigued, both physically and mentally, that I just muscle tested, you know, is anything in here going to be helpful for my adrenals? And my experience of muscle testing is if something works, it's almost like it's a very loud signal. And it was such a strong signal, I suddenly felt optimistic. And I was like, oh, you know, and identified 5 oils. And then it occurred to me, like, what do I do with this? I normally get 1. And I realized, oh, I can combine them. So I tested each oil and kind of combined them in the right amounts, put them on my adrenals, on my low back, and for the first time in a month, felt like myself again. I felt like, oh my God, I could go running.
Do you happen to remember what those 5 oils were by chance?
Yeah, it's actually the combination that I now have in my adrenal blend. It's thyme, rosemary is very stimulatory, manuka, cinnamon, and galbanum. And as you know, oils, they're very powerful on their own, but when you combine them, there's a synergy that occurs that kind of amplifies their effect. And so they're stimulatory oils, but they seem to be adaptogenic over the adrenals.
Yeah. So you would rub them on your like lower back area over the adrenals.
Exactly.
There.
Yeah.
Man, I just recently had this like huge aha moment with the oils. Again, you know, you have them all the time, you know, you just keep having them and you're like, oh my God, these things really do work. And it was when I was cutting out coffee. You know, I had been drinking like a cup a day in the morning, which for a normal person is probably fine. But for me, it was like really wrecking my system. And so I just cut it out cold turkey. And I had migraines. I was just miserable. And so, yeah, I busted out some oils and would rub them on my adrenals and then put like a hot pack over top. And it really like would bring me back to life. It was an amazing feeling. So that's interesting that was sort of your in for oils was.
Well, and it was so quick. And I thought, this is amazing. You know, and also I had been working as a practitioner and you know, someone's deficient in vitamin B, that's an easy fix.
Right.
If you're trying to trigger your pineal gland to release melatonin or balance the hypothalamus or get into areas of the brain, that's tricky. There are all these kind of low-hanging fruit, easy things, and then harder things. And so once I had that experience of, wow, these work, then I kind of was reverse engineering. What did I do right? Oh, well, my gut is really compromised. I have leaky gut. So it makes sense that no matter what I'm taking, you know, through my digestive pathway isn't really getting assimilated. But something I can topically apply, that gets through the skin and into the bloodstream immediately. So, okay, that makes sense why the other remedies weren't working and while this worked really quickly.
Right. It just sort of bypasses the gut there. And that it makes total sense to me when I hear that explanation of, you know, getting the oils into your bloodstream, which is going to then go to all these parts of your body and really get in deep. And in my mind, it seems very, you know, pretty straightforward, just like you would use any form of plant medicine or any sort of therapy. You're getting good stuff into your body and letting it do its job. But for a lot of people, they can't look past essential oils as just things that smell good. You know?
Yeah, they forget. Essential oils are concentrated plants. And guess what? Plants and the derivative of plants are 50% of pharmaceutical drugs. That's really the basis for all of our medicine. Oils are just concentrated and somehow they've been diminished or kind of relegated to this weird realm when they're really the core foundation of our medicine.
Yeah. Why do you think it is as well that not as many people are addressing essential oils for brain things? Because everything I've seen around essential oils in the brain are just so amazing. And it seems like all the studies that are done are pointing to like, yes, this is amazing, right? So, I mean, why is there such resistance, you think, and not more people talking about this?
I'm very surprised. And especially if you think about it, our factory channel, no cells are brain cells. I mean, that is the fastest way into the brain. It's where the blood-brain barrier is the thinnest. Anything you smell gets into your brain. It can shift your mood immediately. Like anyone that's been overwhelmed with anxiety or fear, you can smell something, especially there's a specific way to smell that I will share. If you're having a panic attack, which I have many, that is often the different hemispheres or sides of the brain do different things, right? So when your right frontal part of your brain, like around your forehead, is overactive, that results as you feeling very anxious and panicked. And so the way to balance the hemispheres of your brain is to stimulate the left frontal lobe. And the easiest way to do that is just to smell something through your left nostril. You know, you can do it like yoga breathing. You can plug the right nostril. So it goes through the nose directly up to the left forehead, stimulates that part of the brain. Suddenly the brain hemispheres are balanced and you feel less anxious immediately.
Wow. That's so simple. So it's not like the eyeballs where it switches brains, you know, nostrils.
Is it?
And
no, most, that's an excellent point. Usually the right side of the brain controls the left side of the body, but with the nostrils, the right nostril goes to the right part of the brain, the left nostril to the left part of the brain.
Yeah, that is so interesting. So anxiety, panic, those kind of things sit in the left hemisphere. And so that is so cool. What oils might you recommend the most for someone that might be having that anxiety and needs like a quick sniff in their left nostril?
I like orange. I mean, I think the citrus oils are just really calming. You know, neroli and bergamot are fantastic. Orange seems to do the same thing and it's a lot less expensive.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite things about the citrus oils too. I'm always like recommending them because they're so affordable, you know, compared to some of the oils out there. Like, I don't know if I want to, you know, drop $80 on one bottle of oil. But sure, I can spend, you know, 10, 15 bucks on a really good quality orange oil, and it's going to give you so much benefit. So people don't underestimate them just because they're more affordable people.
And also kids really like them, you know?
Yeah.
And that it's great to just have in your purse, especially raising a child who was prone to be really high energy. It was a really easy way to calm them down before we went into a restaurant or got on an airplane or anything where it was better to have a lower volume.
So Jody, in your work, you say there are 5 steps to regaining control of your health. Can you talk us through 5 steps in a short amount of time?
I would be honored to talk you through 5 steps. And one of the things that I noticed, you know, I'm sure you get this a lot. People are like, you know, my husband's having a heart attack. Can I use an oil? I think at that point you go to the ER. If you break a bone, you go to the ER. There are ways after you've broken the bone to kind of get more blood flow and more lymph flow and to help it heal faster. But I don't think oils are the best for really acute emergency situations. I think they're fantastic as preventative health or kind of, you know, after you've dealt with the acute aspect of it, supporting healing. And I've kind of identified, originally I thought, oh, everyone's different. We all need different things. But over time, you see clusters of symptoms and you start to recognize that there's the same underlying issue, you know, for a lot of things. And there are 5 that seem to be present in most chronic illness. And that is your nervous system. You know, you have 2 gears, so to speak. Your nervous system, especially your autonomic nervous system, controls all of your automatic functions, your breathing, your heart rate, your food digestion, your detoxification, your immune system. You don't think anti-inflame, you know, it just happens, but only when it's in the right gear. If you think you're in danger, your nervous system revs into the sympathetic fight or flight state, you know, so that blood rushes to your arms and your legs so you can flee, your heart beats faster, your breathing increases so you get more oxygen and nutrients into your body. And that's designed, you know, to be kind of a short-term response. And then the danger passes and, you know, you switch back into that healing state, the parasympathetic state, where you can heal and digest and detoxify and anti-inflame. And you can use oils in a very specific way. The on-off switch between these 2 systems is your vagus nerve, cranial nerve number 10. And it's most accessible kind of right behind your earlobe on that bone, and then it winds through every organ in the body. So you can use stimulatory oils. I like clove and lime, distilled lime, because that's less photosensitive. And you put it right behind your earlobe on that bone, and that activates the parasympathetic branch of your nervous system. You know, and we have people that are taking tons of supplements, all these probiotics, and they're kind of in the wrong gear. Their body thinks they're in danger because they're anxious, they're worried, they're thinking about things. It's a little bit like not priming the wall, you know, before you paint it. You can paint it, but it doesn't really go on correctly. So you really want to make sure your system is in that right gear so that everything else works better. So that's the first one.
So just to recap that first one. So the vagus nerve that is behind your earlobe, so that sort of hard bone back there, is if you are to apply an oil like lime oil to that, it's going to sort of
clove and lime.
Okay. Clove and lime over there. I assume you would dilute it because that's pretty hot oil there. And that will trigger your body in a way to tell it, hey, like, we're good. You can just
think of it like a gear shift in a bike.
Yeah.
You're in high gear. You're about to hit a hill. You want to downshift to a lower gear. It just switches your body into that healing space where all of the blood is rushing towards your gut so you can actually assimilate your nutrients.
Yeah. And this would be something you would do before taking a vitamin or every morning. How often would you might suggest someone do this?
I tell people it's great to do it before meals. You know, when people are new to oils, I just say leave it by your toothbrush. You know, Do it before you brush your teeth morning and night. Step two is sleep, which, as you know, if you can't sleep, you can't heal.
Exactly.
So there are a number of reasons people can't sleep. People just think, oh, I can't sleep. I just need to tranquilize myself. You know, and they take lavender, and lavender is fantastic for some people, you know, spikenard, valerian root. You can really do the sedentary kind of oils. And if that works for you, fantastic. Sometimes it's a little bit more complicated and you need to next level it. So sometimes it's that your body, the hormone for sleep is melatonin, and it's released by your pineal gland in response to darkness. But it also interacts, you know, your body is kind of a series of complicated signals that need to work in tandem. So if you're in stress and your body's releasing the stress hormone cortisol, that kind of overrides your ability to release melatonin. Because if a tiger is about to eat you and you fall asleep, that's not really good for your survival. So the trick is to trigger your pineal gland to release melatonin naturally. And you can do this with a combination of oils. And just the pineal gland is actually right between your eyes. It's called the third eye because it senses light. So you can kind of apply it. I actually don't tell people to put it between your eyes because I think it could get in their eye and I don't want that. So I just tell them to put it on the very top of the head, above the ears, and at the very back of the head.
Great. And again, what oils might you recommend for that? I know you said them, but it's nice to hear them again.
We just actually upgraded that. It is like lavender and some calming oils, but otherwise I will get that to you. So it's in the show notes.
Sure. That sounds great.
And then what happens often though, some people have no problem falling asleep, but they wake up in the middle of the night.
Right.
They either wake up around 1 a.m. and they're wide awake. And what's happening then is it's a blood sugar wake up. So if your blood sugar, your energy levels dip too low, your adrenal glands say, oh, we need emergency energy. And they release adrenaline into the system. And then you're wide awake, you're adrenalized. But if you think about how the blood sugar gets into the cells, it's the pancreas that carries them back into the cells. Mm-hmm. So something like rose geranium is really supportive for the pancreas. So just putting a little drop on your cotton ball in your pillowcase, leaving it by your bedside table so you can smell it, or even diluting and applying over the pancreas if you wake up in the middle of the night, just helps you fall back asleep more quickly.
Hmm. Could you use it preventatively too? So that
absolutely.
Prevent you from waking up. And when you say rose geranium, do you mean rose and or geranium, or is there like species of rose geranium you're referring to?
Geranium oil.
Okay. Gotcha. Just wanted to make sure I understood.
And you can put it another nice place because it's a powerful scent, especially for a man, on the bottom of the foot.
Okay.
Good right on know. The bottom of the foot. Yeah. And then if you wake up in the middle of the night, like around 3 a.m., maybe you need to use the bathroom. That's often a detoxification wake up. That's when your liver and your gallbladder are really working kind of their hardest. And so anything you can do prior to bed to support your liver and gallbladder, like you can put castor oil over that area of the body, kind of under the right breast, and you can add in helichrysum or white grapefruit or any of the liver supportive oils. And that just helps, it kind of anti-inflames it. And basically what happens in the liver and the gallbladder is congestion. And so it reduces that inflammation so that there's less congestion that wakes you up.
Wonderful. I love this advice. Great. What's the next step?
The next step is drainage. So often, you know, we're bombarded by toxins all the time. And essential oils are fabulous because they help us kind of mobilize toxins. And they can also be used to dilate the vasculature so that the blood flows more smoothly, and also to open up the lymph. And lymph, I think, is the biggest issue that no one really talks about. You know, everyone knows like, oh, I should do something for my gallbladder. I should do something for my liver. But lymph is really important. You know, when toxins leave the body, they go from the cell to the lymph, to the blood, to the liver, gallbladder, gut, toilet. And at any point, if, you know, it's not flowing, it's a little bit like there can be a traffic accident a mile up, but it backs up where you are,
right?
Because it's just congested. So things like mint oils, especially spearmint, is really good for helping to open up the lymph. You can combine it with castor oil, which is also great for moving the lymph. And even, I mean, as you know, wherever you put your attention, that's where the energy goes. So just even consciously thinking about using oils to move lymphatic energy, that really helps.
And for those that aren't familiar to how necessarily to move that or apply that, can you paint a picture?
Yeah. So the biggest areas of congestion are the neck. You know, a lot of toxins drain from the brain down the neck. And think of the neck like almost as a row on an airplane, right? You know, if you have somebody who's a little bit bigger in the middle seat, you're not going to get the armrest. And there's a lot that's going on in your neck. There's your lymph, there's your skeletal system, there's your nerves, there's your veins, you know, and then your lymph. And so that all kind of compresses into each other. So anything you can do to kind of decongest and help with movement and flow really helps. The other interesting thing is that lymph drains more heavily on the left side of the body as opposed to the right. So the clavicle bone, you know, just right kind of around your collarbone, if you can apply oil on your left clavicle, that's a helpful spot, under your arms, and then along your bikini line. Like if you're a woman and wearing a bikini, just where that line would be, that's where lymph congestion tends to kind of, it's where the big intersect occurs. And so anything you can do to help with movement really helps things to flow conveniently out of the body.
That's great. You know, I've never heard of spearmint for detoxification or to, you know, for the lymph system. So I'm glad you said that because I would never have guessed spearmint for that.
Well, it's a combination. I shared, it's like Vitex berry. It's a lot of things, but mint alone, you know, and I played with peppermint and spearmint. Mint is good no matter what, but spearmint actually works better than peppermint.
So cool.
Yeah. Awesome. Frankincense works also, but frankincense works for almost everything.
And who doesn't want frankincense for everything? Just makes you happy.
Exactly. And then the last two things, one is kind of the energy to heal. And so stress really takes a lot of our energy, right? You know, a friend of mine likes to say, you can't mow the lawn when the house is on fire. You know, stress just detracts your attention, so nothing else gets done.
Right.
So anything you can do to calm your adrenal gland, to calm the hypothalamus, which sends signals to the adrenal gland, you know, which pine actually, a lot of those, they say that the hypothalamus and the pineal kind of look like a pine cone. Sometimes those oils are really good. And there's bizarrely a ton of research that pine oil is good for the pineal gland.
That's really cool.
I know.
There's a word for that. And maybe you know the word for that when the parts of your body look like parts of nature and how that part of nature can oftentimes be really beneficial for that organ or part of the body. Do you know the word for that?
I don't know the word, but I've heard that before. And I think you're right. I think there's, you know, I think things are hidden in plain sight to make it easier for us to know how to use them.
That's awesome.
And then the final thing is immune modulation, which everyone talks about. You know, we all know that oils are antimicrobial, antibacterial. But what's interesting about the immune system is that sometimes it works against you, not with you. You know, like if you're stuck in that fight or flight state and everything that's not critical to survival is downregulated, then your immune system, you know, it isn't really turned on and all these chronic infections are kind of festering under the surface. Or if it's kind of stuck in high gear and attacking yourself, like autoimmunity. So you can use oils very specifically to help kind of rebalance your immune system. So it's working with you.
Wonderful. So those are the five steps.
Yes.
I love it. They're so simple and so power packed. So thank you for all of that. Just really great take home knowledge. You have a new book coming out. So I want to make sure we talk about that. It's called Essential Oils to Heal the Brain and Boost the Body, 5 Steps to Calm Anxiety, Sleep Better, Reduce Inflammation, and Regain Control of Health. That's a lot of things to squeeze into one book there, Jody. That's so exciting. You must be very proud. What do you think is your favorite thing about this new book?
My favorite thing is kind of what we were talking about earlier, that no one realizes, you know, essential oils are kind of the perfect key to unlock the brain because they're super small and fat soluble. And I don't know why more people aren't talking about how they actually, you know, the challenge with the brain is getting a remedy in there. You know, that's right. Why they can't do chemo in the brain. It's too big, but either through topical application or inhalation, you can really help to turn off inflammation, increase blood flow, you know, balance blood sugar, all of these things that are kind of the imbalance is what's leading to a lot of the chronic disease and neurodegeneration.
Yeah. I don't know why more people aren't talking about it either, but that's a whole nother thing that could get into politics and capitalism and all the things.
What I hope is, you know, and the other thing that's really noticeable to me is, especially now, is that so many people are kind of living in fear and overwhelm and anxiety. And it makes me so sad because when you're stuck in that space, you really can't access your better problem-solving skills, your creativity, and oils are such an easy way to just calm your system so that the best you can really show up and be present.
Absolutely. Well said. Well, I'm excited to get your book into more people's hands. We'll put a link in the show notes below for to make it real easy for everyone to find. And I just can't thank you enough for sharing this amazing wisdom with us on the show today. Before you go, we always love to ask our guests two closing questions. And the first is just tell us one or two daily health habits that you like to do to stay well.
Gratitude. I think gratitude is really important. I begin the day and end the day with it because I think when you're in gratitude, it's really hard to be angry, to be afraid. It just kind of calms your system immediately. And movement. I really love, you know, it increases blood flow. It helps with everything. So I move and I'm grateful every day.
And grateful to be able to move, I bet.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Lastly, what's one thing you feel like we should all just ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
That's a fantastic question. There's so many things. I think the idea of being a victim, the idea that you don't have the power to change or blaming other people. I think if I could encourage people to just step into personal responsibility and know what, you know, like if my child does something wrong, that's my responsibility. If one of my employees makes a mistake, I own that. But sometimes people project their things onto you and you don't need to carry that for them, you know? So just really walking in integrity.
Absolutely. That's great. Well, Jody, you write books and you have your website. What are the ways that people can work with you and connect with you?
Yeah, our website is vibrantblueoils.com. And if they have any questions, they can email us at info@vibrantblueoils. We try to get back to people within 24 hours and just detail more. And we really try to organize our oils kind of to support different organ systems and regions of the brain. So the blend that we use to get into the parasympathetic state is parasympathetic. That's usually a really helful place to start. And then any other oil that you're already using, we don't sell singles. We don't compete with Young Living. I think I have no desire to reinvent the wheel. So just kind of helps to amplify everything else that you're already doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I love the work you're doing, Jody. I think it's fantastic. And again, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us here today on the Essential Oil Revolution.
Thank you for your time.
The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. You can connect with me on Instagram at Sam Lee Wright or on Facebook at Essential Oil Revolution Podcast. Our website is revolutionoilspodcast.com. There you can find a link to our sponsors, shop our most popular items, and find more detailed show notes for every episode. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy the show, consider sharing it with a friend or leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. It helps other people find this show, and your kind words also make me cry a little, I'm not gonna lie. You can submit up to 5 recipes a year into our DIY dugout, which makes you automatically enter to win our monthly giveaways. Simply email us your name, your original essential oil recipe, and where you're from or your website to DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. You can also send us in your episode ideas or your personal essential oil success stories. With your permission, we can share your testimonial with everyone right here on the show. Go the extra mile and consider recording your story in a video. Send it in and we can extract the audio and share it here with our listeners. Use a pair of earbuds or a microphone and tell us about how essential oils have helped you. Make sure you're subscribed to the show so you can get new episodes downloaded while you sleep. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. And you can also tell Alexa, "Hey Alexa, play the Essential Oil Revolution podcast," and she'll do it. Pretty cool, huh? I can't thank you enough for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of the revolution. We'll catch you here next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.